Brothers Redevelopment does home maintenance and repair. They do housing counseling. But the thing that kind of just amazes us is that for 36 years now, they've been painting the homes of seniors absolutely free. I want to find out how exactly they do that. Chad Nibelink with Brothers Redevelopment in the house. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, painters are used to getting up early, so not a big deal.
Exactly.
And he's dressed in white. He's ready to go.
Perfect. Perfect. Do you have the little hat on?
No,
little,
he didn't. No, no. Okay. Right. The radio hat. Yes, the radio hat is on. They are enlisting the support of sponsors and volunteers for this paint-a-thon, and I want to kind of find out how the whole thing works. 36 years, again, anything that goes on that long has legs. How do you sustain it for that long?
It's the support of the community that really makes it run, and so being a good neighbor really is something that people in Denver want to do.
Now, you've been with the organization for a few years. How have you seen the demands on the paint-a-thon change over time?
Well, there was some funding difficulties in the 2008 to 2011 era.
Sure.
But really, the support of the community and all the volunteers coming together has really strengthened the paint-a-thon over the last 5 years as well.
What's the demand been like? Seniors, particularly stretched, seniors on fixed incomes?
The demand has really increased, and as the baby boomers are retiring, there's more and more need all the time. Mm.
Okay, yeah, I hadn't actually put that together. We have more seniors.
We really do.
With us. And, you know, on a fixed income, you're making hard decisions about what's going to get done. Sometimes painting the house doesn't make the list.
That's absolutely right. Especially when you're thinking about medical expenses, I mean, that's obviously priority number one, and people want to take care of the outside of their house, but with no money and physically they're not able to do it, what are you supposed to do? And that's where the paint-a-thon steps in, and our volunteers do a phenomenal job of helping them out.
Okay, two parts to this interview. We want to tell people that they want to nominate, I guess, seniors in their community that could use an exterior paint job. It's exteriors, right?
That's correct.
So they can do that at the website brothersredevelopment.org, and there are some requirements.
Right. So in order to be approved, an applicant needs to be 60 or older, living on a fixed income, or with a disability living on a fixed income. And so our income guidelines are very, very tight because there's a lot of situations out there in which people have medical expenses, and even though they make a good amount of money, it all goes to the medical expenses.
Right. And this is for homes that they own.
Absolutely. That's right.
Yep. Okay. Now, the other part is the volunteers. How many volunteers can you engage on an annual paint-a-thon like this?
We have over 2,000 volunteers every year, and we still have need, and we have more seniors than we have volunteers for projects.
So if you had more volunteers, you could get more homes
done.
That's
right.
Wow. What's it take? Is it all done on a particular day? You have to have painting skills? What kind of volunteers are you looking for?
We have a season from March through September, and our event day is August 16 this year, and that's a Saturday. Really, you don't need to have skills to paint a house. The way that we go about it is doing good prep work and taping off the house. So even if you're not highly skilled and have a really steady hand, we can do phenomenal work on exteriors.
As we were talking about, it's all about the taping.
That's right.
Anybody that's done painting. And here we are in April now, and we're thinking, okay, what really needs to be done? And, man, it takes longer to tape a house than it does to
that's right.
to throw the paint up there. Chad Nibelink from Brothers Redevelopment. You guys are doing this every year. It's the 36th year, and they're accepting applications for nominations on behalf of low-income seniors who own their own homes, and they need volunteers. So check out the website, brothersredevelopment.org. What's the energy like on paint day? It's like a party with
paint.
It is
absolutely a party. That's right. Everybody's getting together, having a good time. You're outside enjoying the sun, enjoying each other's company, and being able to really build that community with the homeowner and in the neighborhoods. And so we have a lot of fun.
Good. That paint day again is?
August 16.
All right, brothersredevelopment.org, that's the website. The number 303-202-6340, Chad Nibelink.
Chad, it's George Peck. I got a question for you, man. So are there organizations that donate the supplies to you? Because you got your labor, but you've got some supplies you got to deal with.
That's a great question. Yeah, we have sponsors and individual donors who provide that money for materials and for staff facilitation and all these things where all of these projects are 100% free to the homeowners.
they are putting together this community event called the Paint-a-thon in its 36th year. The website, brothersredevelopment.org. Chad Nibbling, thanks for joining us this morning on First Take.
Thank you very much.